This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls with the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Monin to 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Porcher's in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, he had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Caden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet. Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And it is Friday night tournament basketball from Pickwas Garbery Gym here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Fans beginning to trickle in for the Rushi and Sonya game. Rushi 22-0 and Sonya 1-21. It's on paper a ho-hum first rounder. Last night here on ScoresBroadcast.com, we witnessed a very good first round clash between Fort Loramie and Lehman. Fort Loramie didn't get the lead till 5 minutes left in the third quarter of that game. Went on to win by 10, 47-37. Second contest very tight, decided in the last half minute last night as Legacy Christian nipped Emmanuel Christian. And Fort Loramie will take on Legacy Christian in a second round game, which will be coming up on Tuesday. We'll cover that here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie won't have an easy time. Legacy Christian, a very nice ball club that won 16-17 games. Rushi tonight without the services of Braylon Cordonier. That's what we think is going to take place. Didn't see Braylon out on the floor the last 10-15 minutes for pregame warmups. And Sonya, very, very young, total rebuild for head coach Overton in his third year. I counted 9 freshmen on the roster, only 1 senior. Rushi will probably start Jackson Grojean and Zeb Schulze, with Cordonier missing. Head coach Spencer Cordonier taking no chances. A strained ligament or tendon in the shooting hand on a finger, and it needs rest. It needs to be isolated so it's not movable for a short while, and then hopefully the healing process will have been established and it can be limbered back up. So Braylon didn't appear to be dressed. We saw warm-ups several minutes ago. Let's call in Chuck McBee, get your take on the Redskins' win last night. Man, oh man, Chuck. No offense early on, 13-13 at halftime. Each team missed an extra point. Each team kicked an extra point. The two clubs, Fort Loramie and Lehman, will play week 3 next year in high school football. Looked like a football game for a half last night. And then Fort Loramie, they got the offense going, made some halftime moves that worked out in the Redskins' favor. They attacked the basket in that third quarter, which spelled the difference. Lehman couldn't deal with it defensively.
That was the difference. In the first half, they just all settled on threes. They kept shooting 3 after 3.
Yep.
And they're kind of lucky it was only 13-13 at the half, because they could have been down double figures.
That's a good point.
Come out in the second half, and they had a great game plan. You could see it from the start, but it just, the kids weren't executing it. They were defensively, but not offensively. Second half, they came out and did exactly what Coach Westerheide wanted them to do. They got to the right spot. They did the right things. They look like a really good basketball team in the second half.
You know, we previewed that game in the open last night, saying that Fort Loramie had to at least control to some degree Shane Frantz. Don't let him score 15-16. Tallest man on the floor. Could have been a decisive factor. Unusually so. He played well outside the paint. He was on the arc much of the night. It seemed to play into Fort Laramie's hands. Redskins defense was already pretty good, and when you don't have to worry too much about the 6'5 guy down low, then Fort Laramie simply excelled most of the game at the defensive end of the floor, held Lehman to a mere 37 points.
Yeah, I mean, Lehman had a non-scorer handling the basketball a lot last night. Laramie wasn't guarding him, and he took three or four shots that were ill-advised. But the problem was they got in foul trouble, and then late in the game they had no choice but to foul. But they got in foul trouble. C.J. Olding had a terrific game. I can't say that about any of their other players. I can't use the word terrific with the game they played last night.
Yeah, Olding was phenomenal for Lehman. Fort Laramie had to fear him. 5'11", good spring in his legs. He's like a wing player at guard, tough to handle, can step back, shoot the three. And he was a challenge for Fort Laramie, which got Ian Grillo going. He was injured early in the year, had illness. He's back. Fort Laramie's got a nice, eight-man rotation now. It's a club that, with a break or two, could be in the regional.
Well, they've got a game, and you watched the game. I took off last night, and they play the winner, and that was Legacy, correct?
Right.
And when I watched them for about the first quarter, there's some athletes out there. Not a great shooting team, but they do a good job of running the floor and pressuring you. So, yeah, it's not going to be a walkover for Laramie.
Wise move, I think. Head coach Spencer Cordonier not playing Braylon, his son, tonight. It's Rushi 22-0 and Sonia 1-21. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Back here at Pickwa's Garber Gym in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47, the site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Pickwick Garbury Gym. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee. Rushi 22-0 against Ansonia. 21-1.
That'd have been a great game.
1-21 by way of record for Ansonia. It's so important, I think, for Rushi. Chuck, what did I say?
I was going to tell you, though, but they are on a one-game winning streak.
That's right. Won their final game of the regular season, did Ansonia over Tri-County North after going 0-21 up to that point. Very important for Rushi, yes, to win, but to get Braylon Cordonier healthy and to stay healthy throughout the rest of the roster.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you need everybody healthy, but he is a big main cog in that, and not even so much scoring, because they got some scoring, but boy, that kid plays defense, and he is fun to watch on that end of the floor. So yeah, they need to get him back. And he played in the Marion local game, and he didn't look like it really bothered him a lot, but
no.
I would hold him out of this game too.
And Sonia, so young, as I mentioned several minutes ago, starting 9 freshmen. It's a complete rebuild under head coach Tony Overton in year number 3. Bennett Lehman averages 7 points a game. He's a sophomore. Cooper Riffle, a 6'3 senior, best player on the squad, averages 6.5. 5'10 sophomore Cade Shellhouse is at 4 a game. Carson Toby, a 5'11 freshman, 4.5 a game. Connor Riffle, a 5'8 freshman, 6.5 points a game. Graham Kappas, 6-foot freshman, 8 points per game. A young man who averaged 6 or 7 a game early in the year, played 8 games. Schmidtmeyer is not in uniform, injured early on after 8 contests. Jacob Schmidtmeyer. He was a 50% three-point shooter through 8 contests.
Wow.
So they miss him. Being young doesn't help. Of course, you're no longer real young. You played 22 games. But when you got to go up against Rushi, oh, that's a titanic challenge, to say the least. Rushi Raiders shooting around down to her left in the blue and gold. And Sonia Tigers beneath us in orange and black. And Sonia finish at the very bottom of the Western Ohio Athletic Conference standings. Tri-Village won it, went 11-0. Preble Shawnee was 10-1. Arcanum 8-3. Preble Shawnee 8-3. And Sonia and Tri-County North brought up the rear, each with 1 victory in league play. We'll have more on tonight's game, a look ahead at our broadcast schedule when we come back. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Pickwick Garbury Gym. Rushi and Sonia tonight, Division 7 sectional district action on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side, from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RECI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RECI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Well, 24 years coaching for Spencer Credonier at the helm of Rushi. 6 years boys head coach, spanning a couple of stints. 4 years as girls head coach at Rushi. He is a St. Francis College in Fort Wayne, Indiana graduate. His opposite number tonight, Tony Overton, head man at Ansonia. Interesting background. Graduate of Jay County High School in Portland, Indiana. He was one of three athletes at Jay County in school history to play D1 basketball. He attended Stetson University back in 1993 on a basketball scholarship and played for an outstanding Hall of Fame coach, Glenn Wilkes. Prior to coming to Ansonia, he spent 12 years at Fort Recovery. Did coach Tony Overton as a JV assistant, 2 years at Winchester, Indiana, and currently is in year number three as head man for the Ansonia Tigers. Rushi Raiders exhibiting tremendous balance all year long. Braylon Credonier, who is not playing tonight, averaging 14.5. Vince Borchers at 13. Dominic Francis, 11. Benjamin York at 10. Jackson Grogene at 5. Zeb Schultze at 3. I was impressed this week by a new formula, Chuck, that rates players' efficiency on the court. You add up all the positive things. Points per game, rebounds, assists, steals, charges taken, divided by the negative things. Missed shots on the floor, missed free throws, charges you've committed, turnovers you make. And apparently, an average result, an average number, when you do the division assignment, the mathematical work, is 1.0. 1.0. Vince Borchers is like 2.5.
That doesn't surprise me.
That's how efficient, how good he has been all year long. The other Raiders are well in excess of one, but it's a neat way to determine the kind of value your players are giving your team as a whole. And you analyze every aspect of Absolutely. Their performance in doing so.
Well, I know that way back in the day, Dave Zeller, all the way back in the late 70s, we had the same kind of a system where the stat guy kept all this stuff, and Dave had a formula for okay. giving you efficiency. So, yeah, it's good. It tells you things. You can watch a game and think somebody had a great game, and then you watch them on film, and you go, boy, he made some mistakes I didn't see him make.
Is Braylon Credonier dressed? Oh, there he is. He is dressed.
He came out late. He must have been in the trainer's room.
Exactly. Had to be in the trainer's room. He's got his warm-up jersey off. He's sitting down on the bench right now facing head coach Spencer Credonier as what appears to be a member of the starting five for
Absolutely.
This game.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, I mean, he'd said he looked good against Marion, and if the doctor gave him the okay,
why not play him?
So I take back everything I'd said earlier in the pregame. He was missing in action. We couldn't find him. He was nowhere to be found. You're right. He was in the training room. We'll return with starting lineups, playing of the national anthem upcoming. Other pregame festivities will occur shortly. Then we will be back. Rushi 22-0 and Ansonia 1-21 here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers you that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here tonight, Rushi and Ansonia, the keys are as follows. Rushi's got to have a really off night, and Ansonia, a great night in order for this game to be somewhat competitive. Rushi Raiders, a big-time prohibitive favorite this evening, 22-0, and Ansonia 1-21. Those are the key building components of this game. They open the doors to success for Rushi and Ansonia. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Well, Chuck, did we see Braylon Cordonier in the introductions?
He is starting.
He is a member of the opening five for Rushi, which is in white, gold numbers, blue trim, and Sonia, that bright, shiny sunshine Florida orange with black piping. In fact, a very interesting black and white stripes down the sides of the shirts and shorts. All set to jump it up at center court, and it goes to Zeb Schulze for Rushi in backcourt. Ball thrown deep left corner, and right away a three from Benjamin York is all net.
Well, they set it up, a tip play, tip, pass, jump shot.
What a way to start. Benjamin York has been streaky, and I tell you what, if he gets hot, that is an added dimension to this
Rushi offensive attack that will make this club darn near unbeatable. York has been up and down shooting the ball. When he is on, look out. He's one more weapon. Raiders have a bunch of them at both ends of the floor. Here is York with a lob pass from 30 feet away. Pitched it down inside to Dominic Francis. It was deflected out of bounds by Ansonia, which, by the way, on its first possession, traveled with the basketball. I failed to mention that. Below the rim, it is Borchers lobbing into Cordonier in the paint. And he turns around and makes a 13-foot jumper. That right hand has, I think, a couple of fingers splinted together. Here's a steal at midcourt by Rushi Schulze. He darts down the lane, hits the trailer, cutting to the basket. Dominic Francis got it for two. 7-0 Raiders. Ball smacked out of bounds at midcourt. Rushi with 7 points in the first 50 seconds of this game. Is that a pretty accurate description, Chuck, of what is on Cordonier's right hand? It looks like a couple fingers taped together. A splint has been devised.
That's what you do. You tape them together so the one that's hurt doesn't take a shot off the end.
With the basketball, it's Ansonia. Baseline left. Here's a short jump shot by Connor Riffle. It is bouncing around. No good. Rebound by Rushi. Quickly down the floor. Benjamin York. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Swisheroo. Benjamin York. He has popped home a couple from 23 feet. Neither one hit the rim. 6 points for Benjamin right out of the chute. 10-0 Rushi. Here is Ansonia in backcourt. And head coach Tony Overton gets a timeout. We play 90 seconds. Rushi's on top. 10 zip on scorersbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi is in big demand. It serves Ohio, numerous additional states as well. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services offers tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. Typical turnaround a week. O'Reilly also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. You can also contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Another Ansonia turnover, and shooting for the hat trick right away is Benjamin York. He tries to knock down his third in a row from well beyond the arc. That one's short. And it ricochets out of bounds in the corner. And Sonia brings it down. Or I should say the Tigers are trying to. They hit it to midcourt. Then fire it up and over to Carson Toby. Toby head of the key on the arc to Graham Kappas, 6-foot freshman. As I mentioned, 9 fresh on this varsity roster for Ansonia. Here's a poor pass by Bennett Lehman of Ansonia, stolen by Rushi. Rushi down the floor in the lane, and the ball is lobbed near the rim, and Dominic Francis flushes it home, a dunk.
Yeah, you did. This team dunks more than any team I've seen.
Long 3-try by Ansonia's Carson Toby, way short. Rebound Rushi, quickly down the floor. Raiders, it's York, right wing, lobs inside to Francis. Doesn't try to stuff it, instead releases on the arc. Then it goes right back into Dominic. Reverse layup short, rebound Ansonia. 5:10 to go in the first, 12-0 Raiders. Forecourt right for Ansonia. It's Graham Kappas, and Zeb Schulze spoils the play and spikes it out of bounds. Jackson Grogene on the floor now for Rushi. Grogene, a 5'9 senior. Ansonia to trigger it in. It's Kappas. Throws out onto the floor. Kicked out of bounds by Vince Borchers of Rushi. Ansonia will try again. 3 minutes played, 12-0 in favor of Rushi. Ball thrown all the way into backcourt. Lehman runs it down. Brent Lehman's got it for Ansonia. He scoots up ahead to the arc. Down the lane, he's got an open alley to the cup. Scores. Nicely done. Bennett Lehman, 5'9 soft. First bucket for Ansonia with 4:48 to go first quarter. 12-2, Rushi. Uh-oh, Jackson Grosjean gets into the act. Bombs away, far left corner. Wow, he pours it in from 24 feet. 15-2, Rushi. Three-point shooting, pretty sharp so far for the Raiders. Here's Ansonia down the floor against pressure. Give and go, hurried shot in the lane, but Carson Toby, he's short. Ball tipped away to Borchers. Borchers zips down the floor, zooms into the lane. Backhanded layup, he's got it.
Boy, he was quick down the floor.
Borchers was on a mission. He was flying. 17-2 in favor of Rushi. Dribble drive on the play, but Carson Toby, he beats pressure, takes it to the rim. 2 points, Carson Toby of Ansonia. Spencer Grudonier not happy with the loose defense on that play. He gets a timeout. Rushi 17, Ansonia 4. 3 minutes left, opening quarter. Scores, broadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Well, so many thanks to A&M Pallet, Range Line Road in Rushi. It began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. Today, 4 decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. Hey, if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number 1, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. A quick miss on a long ball by Rushi, and then the Ansonia player got the rebound, stepped on the end line. Raiders have the ball in the half court. Here is Braylon Grudonier posting up down inside. First shot short. Stick back. Yes. Braylon Grudonier gets the goal. Playing with a couple of fingers, I think, splinted together on that injured right hand. 19-4, Rushi. Here's a sloppy pass by Ansonia. Raiders come down the floor, throw it inside. Grudonier to Grosjean, right corner. Oh, my goodness gracious, Jackson Grosjean hoists in a triple. 4 3 balls in this game, a couple for York, a couple for Grosjean, for the Raiders. Ansonia down the floor, beating pressure, 3-on-2. Borcher sneaks into steal. Vince down the court, into the lane, to Grosjean on the arc. Ball thrown to Unverfirth, who's in there now. Caleb Unverfirth. Grosjean again, spotting up from three-point territory. A trifecta once more. Jackson Grosjean. 2:27 to go here in the first quarter. 25-4 in favor of Rushi. And Grosjean, probably the one young man of the first 6, Chuck, that you might defensively guard a little more lightly and put pressure on the other 5 when they're on the court. But Grosjean can nail them from long range too.
Oh, he is an absolute sharpshooter if you let him set his feet. He has been since he played JV as a freshman.
10-second call committed by Ansonia. And then Rushi, as a result, throws it inbounds on the play to Zeb Schulte. Nice baseline drive. Power move to the rack. Got it for 2. Zeb Schulte, a 2-pointer for the Raiders. Ansonia to midcourt. Grosjean bats it away. Loose ball to Dominic Francis. It goes into the left corner. I think that's Caleb Unverfirth who's in. Grosjean straight away. Grosjean again. He's got 4. Remarkable. Marvelous.
Wow.
Marvelous marksmanship from Jackson Grosjean of Rushi. 30-4 Raiders. Might have a running clock in the first quarter, but it can't be effective until the second half. Broken up pass, far side of the floor, stabbed out of bounds by Rushi, and Sonia will throw in. Minute 46 still left in the opening period. Rushi on fire. 30-4 Raiders. Top of the circle for Ansonia. It is Lehman. Hands off to a teammate. Ball fed right corner to Carson Weiss. A 5'11 Frosch is in. Ball thrown to senior Cooper Riffle. Ball flicked away by the Rushi Raiders. Here's a two-on-one break in transition. A finish by Borchers, who dashed to the basket. 32-4 in favor of Rushi with a minute 15 to go here in the first period. Far right wing, it's Bennett Lehman. He throws to the post, no one there. Schulze on the pickoff for Rushi. Backcourt to Grosjean. Grosjean walks it to the Raiders logo. Oh, he doesn't stop. He lets it fly. Didn't give the ball up. Missed it off the back flange.
Wow.
Loose ball, offensive rebound. Field goal, good. Low on the right. Cooper Unverfirth, 6 foot junior.
Francis with a great rebound and a good look.
And the beneficiary of all that was Cooper Unverfirth, who's coming off the bench for Rushi, which leads it 34-4 with just over a half minute to go in the first quarter. And Sonia, forecourt down below us. With the basketball is Ben Barnes, a 5'10" junior. Has the ball smacked away out of bounds off Rushi. Inbounding is Ansonia. Barnes to midcourt to Bennett Lehman. Lehman cross-court high left to Carson Weiss. Weiss, a 5'11 freshman, picked up by Cordonier. 26 seconds to go first quarter. Right baseline, it's Graham Kappas. It is knocked loose, stolen on the play by York. York down the floor to Cordonier. On the arc to Schulze. They rotate it, left corner for Cordonier. Here's a triple. It went around the ring, came out. Rebound inside. Yes, two-pointer. Dominic Francis. Six ticks on the clock in the first. 36-4 Raiders. And that's how the period will close out. Rushi 36, Ansonia 4 after 1. On scorersbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, if you're trying to play defense against Rushi, it is a classic case of pick your poison. Who in the world do you pressure a little more than someone else? I tell you what, you can't go to sleep at all on anyone on the court. Devastating shooting by Rushi tonight, Chuck.
Seven players have scored for the Raiders in the first quarter. 12 points for Grosjean off the bench.
A non-starter has got a dozen for Rushi. We start player in the second. It's 36-4 in favor of Rushi. Here's a nice give and go. A drive down the lane by Ansonia. Shot is missed on the play at the rim as Graham Kappas had it roll off on him. Rushi back the other way. Left corner, York left available. And the ball skims off the side of the backboard. Poor attempt there. Ansonia on the rebound. Here's a deep right corner three by Ryder Sanders, a 5'8 freshman. Swish on the bomb. Sanders connects. Officials time at the moment.
Schulze got took a shot to the stomach down there. He was down on the floor for a minute.
Okay. Zeb wanders off to the Rushi sideline. That's one thing the Raiders cannot afford to have happen. You want to continue to win, advance on down the tournament trail, but stay as healthy as possible. 36-7, Rushi. Jackson Grosjean tries to go for five. threes. Missed it short. No good. Rebound down to Ansonia. Dribble drive. Sanders into the lane. Left it for Kappas. Short on the five-footer. Here comes Rushi back the other way.
He must have been watching Bruce Thornton shoot that six-footer.
If he came up empty against Michigan, that would have tied it. Baseline right. Nice turnaround, Jay. Yes. Braylon Cordagna from 12 feet. Nicely done. He is showing no ill effects from that splint on the injured finger on the right hand. Here is Ansonia attacking, down 38-7, 90 seconds played, second quarter. Elbow jump shot tried by Cooper Riffle. It is off to the right, and it goes out of bounds. Raiders will bring it down. Of course, you want to keep playing. Your five starters need the work. You got to keep playing. 94-foot floor. That's what you're going to be on the rest of the way. Can't take a night off and have everybody sit, even though it's going to be a ho-hum affair. You got to keep the momentum going. Stay sharp. Here's a good teamwork by Rushi. Ball passed in the lane. Shot is short. No good. Nice tip. I think that was Landon Bonin who stuck
it
in.
Yes, it was. Absolutely. That's a good tip.
6'6 senior Landon Monin in off the bench. Nice tap in. Missed foul line Jay by York. Monin went up, drove it right back down through the cylinder. 40-7 in favor of Rushi with 5:44 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Ansonia dribbling in traffic. Stolen on the play by York. Throws out ahead to Cordagna. And a foul committed. Ansonia raked an arm right over the hand of Braylon as he went up to shoot. Two free throws. Braylon Cordagna. Rushi about 68% on the year at the stripe. Pretty daggone good. Could be a percentage point or two better. Free throw by Cordagna is right on the money.
Now they're probably about 68% from the floor tonight in the first quarter.
Reverse those digits. Maybe 86.
You could be right. They only missed a couple.
Rushi red hot shooting the ball against Ansonia. Second free throw, Cordagna. Around and out. In and out, no good. Rebound, baseline left. Hook shot, Benjamin York. He makes it. Athletic play. Whew. 43-7, Rushi, 5:28 to go here in the second quarter. Bennett Lehman goes baseline for Ansonia, tries to go opposite with a baseline pass, other part of the floor in the corner of the ball.
Hit the baseline on the way to the player.
It sure did. The pass was above the baseline in the air, landed in front of the receiver, far corner of the floor. It hit on the hardwood directly on the stripe. Rushi brings it down. Rogine is not guarded, lets it fly outside the arc from the left flank. It is off the iron, no good. Strong rebound, yanked down on the play by Benjamin York, and he one-hands it back up and in.
Yeah, he quit making threes, so he stepped inside and started rebounding. That's a smart player.
Have two very athletic plays by York in succession. Long three, deep right corner, Cooper Riffle bombs away. He hits it for Ansonia. 45-10 in favor of Rushi. 4:50 left in the second. The Raiders come down. 1-2-3 passes. Ball fed into the lane to Braylon Cordagna. No, it's Vince Borchers who caught the pass. Went up strong, and he was walloped on the shoulder. He'll get two. Free throw, Vince. Short off to the right. 4:44 remaining. My mistake. Can't read the scoreboard properly. Jack, look at the one that is nearer to you.
I was going to say, there's two fours, but there's a nine up there, too.
4:49 to go. Second period. 45-10, Rushi. Borchers connects on foul shot number two. 46-10, Raiders. Vince Borchers comes out. Landon Monin out. Benjamin York out for Rushi. We'll check the new young men on the court at the moment. Zeb Schultze back in there. Dominic Francis remains on the hardwood. Antonia's got the ball outside the arc on the left. And digging at the feet of the ball handler for Rushi is Jackson Grojean, and he's awarded a tie-up. Arrow benefits Rushi.
15 turnovers now for Ansonia.
Ansonia averaging about 17 or 18 a game in the WOAC, and they're almost at that figure in a quarter and a half against Rushi. Here's a cross-court pass by the Raiders to Grojean in the right corner. Ball goes to the high post. Then it's flipped to the left flank. Here's an Unverfirth J. Cooper Unverfirth lights it up. A long two-pointer, but Cooper, he was straddling the arc.
They called that a two?
I think. Maybe I'm mistaken. He buried it. It could have been a triple. It's 49-10.
It was a three.
It was a three ball. Boy, they're raining threes here tonight for Rushi. Baseline right with the ball is Graham Kappas for Ansonia. Moving screen against the Tigers to add insult to injury, and Rushi will bring it down. How many threes now for Rushi, Chuck?
It's four, five, six, seven, seven.
Seven three balls for the Raiders. And that's a phase of the game that Rushi really has not emphasized much all year long, but it's gotten better and better. It's really coming into the fore here tonight. Rushi attacking up 49-10. Jackson Grojean sizes up a triple, way out on the floor, hurls it toward the iron. It bounces twice on the rim. Long board, though, to Rushi. Dominic Francis at the elbow on the left. Gives it cross-court to Grojean. Grojean to Zeb Schulze into the post to Dominic Francis. Back to the cup. On the arc to the three-point shooter. Here's a long one. Missed on the play by Zeb Schulze. Weak side rebound. Good. Up and in by the Raiders.
A great rebound by Francis, and he got it to Grishup for the basket.
Nicely done by Micah Grishup in off the bench. Good play by Micah. He cleaned up. Dominic kept it alive. Here's Ansonia trying to penetrate. Steal on the play by Rushi. Ball thrown in bounds by Cooper Unverfirth. Ansonia makes the intercept. Unverfirth steals it back. Feeds it ahead to Grishup. Here's a driving, twisting shot by Rushi. It's good.
What a tough shot by Grishup.
Boy, some athletic maneuvers here tonight for the Raiders. We've seen them all year. But they're coming in bunches in this game against Ansonia. And not necessarily players that we have heralded quarter after quarter, game after game, all season long. The depth is shining for Rushi tonight. 2:33 left to go here in the first quarter. It's 53-10 Raiders. Wholesale changes both teams. And Sonia's Graham Kappas will throw in bounds at the end of the Rushi bench. Into backcourt to Bennett Lehman. Lehman, timeline. Gets a screen, then tries to lead a teammate on the baseline, Graham Kappas. But the throw is out ahead of him, too far, and it goes over the end line right back to the Raiders. Porchers to midcourt. 2:18 to go, first half. Far left wing. Here's a 26-foot jump shot, and it is good from distance. Braylon Cordonnier, I tell you what, he's got a couple of fingers splinted up on the right hand. That's not affecting his touch or shooting eye, Chuck.
Not at all. Not at all.
56-10 after the three ball by Cordonnier. Dribble drive in the lane. Bennett Lehman in traffic. Shot is up. It is off to the right. No good. Rebound Rushi out ahead to Borchers. He hits Cordonnier in the paint. He's tied up. On the arc to York. Dropped it. Picked it up. Threw it near side to Braylon for three again. Bullseye. Bingo by Braylon Cordonnier once more.
I've never seen the team get 100 in the first half.
59-10. What an exhibition. I will alert our sponsors right now. We're going to have a running clock in the second half. And because of the speed at which this game is being played, very few stoppages of the clock, that we're going to be pressed to get every single commercial in. Missed shot in Sonia. Rebound Rushi. Three on two break. Third pass is laid in the lap of Landon Monin. He goes up for an easy deuce. Timeout called. A minute to go, first half. 61-10 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts
starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, providing many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure you receive all the benefits you deserve. And guess what, Jackson Grojean, as we're talking about the Shelby County Veterans Services Office, pours in yet another three. That one, a 28-29 footer.
That was the deepest one.
Tell you what, you had all of them up together for Grojean, the distance for each three ball, it's probably darn near 175, 180 feet.
He's got 15 points on five threes.
64-10, Rushi, which fouls Ansonia. And the Tigers will inbound, common personal. Ball thrown way back to midcourt, handled there on the play by Ansonia's Ryder Sanders. He gives it up to Kappas. Rotated outside the arc on the left. 16 seconds left to go, first half. Here's a step back three in the air by Sanders. Off the mark, no good, out of bounds to Rushi with 11.8 to go here in the first half. And when the second quarter ends, we'll continue to talk to you all about the Shelby County Veterans Services Office in Sydney. Here's Grojean from 32 feet with 3 seconds to go in the first half. It is short, no good. Rebound once, twice. The last one up and in. The Raiders get a two-pointer by Zeb Borchers. A stick back by Zeb. Three attempts by Rushi after the miss by Grojean. And 66 points have been recorded by Rushi at the halftime break. 66-10 Raiders, who've gone down through the roster, Chuck, and are playing everyone. Raiders are that deep with senior-laden talent. 56-point difference amassed by Rushi here in two quarters. Hey, don't forget the Shelby County Veterans Services Office at 133 South Ohio in Sydney is here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Many services available to veterans and their eligible family members. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more information, visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. 66-10, Rushi over Ansonia. No, it's not a lopsided first-round Division VII football score. It's a first-round basketball tally here at Garbury's Gym in Piqua. 66-10, Rushi over Ansonia at the two-quarter break. We'll return with more. It's halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, place, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Well, this Rushi Raider club tonight has gone deep into the roster. Chuck will detail how many have scored. A bunch of made threes. Braylon Cordonier with the split in the right hand, a couple fingers. Looks good. And the Raiders are clicking on all cylinders. 66 points by Rushi. 66-10 lead. Chuck, you've seen a lot of games in this gym. What do you say about 66?
Well, I coached here for 25 years, and I kept the scorebook here for the sectional tournament for 20 years. I have never seen 66 points put on the board in a half, and that's including all the times that Trotwood ran me out of here, but I never gave up 66 and a half.
Whew. How did the Raiders get it done? Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. What a magnificent shooting half for Rushi.
Oh, they shot it. They shot it very well. They rebounded out, rebounded them 18-4, 8-0 on the offensive boards. They only turned it over once. 18 turnovers for Ansonia. They didn't go to the free throw line. Rushi 2-4. Individual scoring, Ansonia. Cooper Riffle.
Yes.
Had three. And then Ryder Sanders had three. They got two from Carson Toby and two from Bennett Lehman. They scored 4 and 6, 10 for the first half. This will take a little longer. Jackson Grojean has 15. Braylon Cordonier has 13. Benjamin York has 10. Got 3 10 double figures in the first half. 6 for Dominic Francis. 5 for Vince Borchers. 4 each from Micah Grishop and Landon Monin. 2 from Zeb Schulze. 2 from Zeb Borchers. They scored 36 and 30. Their bad quarter was 30, and they scored 66 in the first half, and it's 66-10.
I like that. The bad quarter of the two was a 30-point quarter, 36 in the other. One stat I continue to marvel at is the one turnover figure by Rushi in two quarters. We had him for none, I think, in the Marion local game.
Yes.
I talked to somebody else who said, I think, Jack, I had him for one turnover when Vince tried to make a save on the baseline, saved it back in bounds, and it was received not by a Rushi player, but by a Marion local player. That's kind of a ticky-tacky, bad pass, interception by Marion. It went down maybe as a turnover. I tell you what, it's amazing to me that Rushi can play so fast with such amazing synergy.
Yeah.
These players have eyes in the backs of their heads.
Well, they played together since they were probably in the fifth grade. They got 25 seniors on the team.
Yep.
And these kids have played together forever. Considering the other side, they're freshmen. You said they got a year experience. Yes, they do. They got a year of experience in a league that has nothing that looks like Rushi.
And all of that experience for Rushi shows up on the court. It is paying big dividends. Halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
And this is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Here tonight, Rushi leads Ansonia 66-10. You heard me right. As we start play in the third quarter, Ansonia quickly chucks up a long three. It is in and out, no good. Raiders with the rebound. Rushi with the five on the floor, who began the game. Vince Borchers, Benjamin York, Dominic Francis, who rises up here and shoots a three. Short, no good. Long rebound, Rushi. Right corner, York goes baseline below the rim. Fires back to Dominic on the arc. Cross-court pass, Zeb Schulze. Heaves it straight away to Borchers. To York. York at the elbow, now to Dominic. Triple try by him, around the rim and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Ansonia, foul backcourt on Rushi. Rushi with the five, who began the game. Schulze, Cordonier, Borchers, Francis, and York. And on the floor for Ansonia, as we begin play in the third quarter. Ben Barnt is in. At the point is Bennett Lehman. Carson Toby is out there. This Ansonia roster's got nine freshmen on it. Head coach Tony Overton, third year, big time complete rebuild for the Tigers. Baseline drive, Ansonia, ball pitch left corner. Here's a step back three. It rattles in. Bennett Lehman, good touch. Outstanding stroke. He drained it. 66-13. Baseline left, Dominic Francis. He is wide open. He powers to the rim, towers up and over the rim, and dunks it again. 68-13, Rushi. Ansonia midcourt. 2 minutes gone here in the third. Continuous clock. If you hadn't already imagined, I'll let you know that it is in process. Foul backcourt after the Ansonia miss. Rushi over the shoulder. And Sonia will throw in below the rim. This will be a second half played in about 13 minutes or so.
Probably. Yeah, it's going to go quick. But we kind of knew it was going to be this way.
Well, no, mathematically, that can't be right, Chuck. I said 13 minutes for two 8-point quarters, maybe more like 17 or 18 minutes. I'll get my math right. Nice three by Ansonia there.
It was Lehman again.
Bennett Lehman, good marksman from the perimeter. As he shot a three ball perfectly right down through the cylinder. Schultz's got it for Rushi, head of the key, throws it out of bounds in the left corner, intended for Borchers. 5:16, clock running. Headed toward the halfway point of the third quarter already, 68-16 in favor of Rushi. Wholesale changes. I think the entire five just came off the floor.
They're about to be. They're getting the fifth starter out now.
Zeb Borchers is in. Jackson Grojean back out there. Landon Monin on the court for Rushi. With the ball, Lehman 35 feet away for Ansonia. On a weave, it goes to Carson Tobey. Back to Lehman. Lehman 10 feet away. Hits the jump shot. He's athletic. 68-18. Rushi in the lead. Grojean outside the arc. Gives it up on the play to Cooper Unverfurth, who's in near side to Grojean. Now to Cooper straight away. Lobbed inside to Monin, poked away by Ansonia. Loose ball. Cooper's got it. Gives it up to Zeb Borchers, left corner. They try to find Monin posting up in the lane. Near side of the court. Here's a long three, but Jackson Grojean off the flange. The board caroms to Jackson. Rushi still with the possession. Poor pass. Intercepted by Bennett Lehman. He scurries down the floor to the rack. Makes a two-pointer. I like the looks of Bennett Lehman. 5'9 sophomore for Ansonia.
Got 8.25 so far.
68-20 Rushi. With the ball, Cooper Unverfurth. Spin move out of the key to Zeb Borchers. To Grojean. Left flank. To Monin. In the lane it goes to Zeb. Short shot, off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Carson Tobey of Ansonia. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Dribble drive, Euro step, into the lane. Tobey missed it. Rushi's got the board. Midcourt, it is Grojean. Stops, top of the key. Delivers to Cooper Unverfurth. Baseline below the rim to Monin. On the arc to Grojean. Short on the three. Stick back is good by Monin.
Landon having a nice game. That's six for him now.
6'6", Landon Monin, senior. Tell you what, Landon Monin, 6'6", probably anybody else in the Shelby County League, he starts and plays 30 minutes.
He would start for any other team in the league, yeah. Absolutely. There's probably three or four kids down there that would.
You're right. Not just Monin, but a few or several of these Rushi subs would see a lot of minutes for other clubs in the area. Ansonia and Rushi engaged in a tie-up. Arrow favors Rushi. Raiders bring it down. Clock continues to tick onward. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. 70-20 Rushi. Top of the circle with the ball. Micah Griesup in for the Raiders. Right corner Zeb Borchers. Griesup foul line. On the arc to Grojean. Fakes right, goes left. Delivers left corner to Cooper Unverfurth. He doesn't shoot. Flips it out back to Grojean, now to Zeb. Lob down inside to Monin. There's Landon at 6'6", catches on his fingertips, and at the apex of his leap, makes a nice little banker from 7 feet away.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
1:55 to go here in the third, 72-20 in favor of Rushi. Steal, top of the circle. Grojean, Monin, run out. Dunk! Dunk! Talking about Landon Monin as we have been, we continue to do so. He just flushed one. Assist by Grojean, and Sonia gets a quick two at the other end.
Yeah, that was McNutt.
Nice play, Jacob McNutt, 5'11 Frosch.
I want to say something about Grojean. That was really classy of him to give that up instead of taking the layup himself.
Yep, very unselfish. Give and go down the lane. Griesup to the rack for Rushi. It rolls off the iron, and Sonia's got it. 70 seconds to go here in the third quarter, 74-22 Rushi. McNutt, right corner to a teammate, and Sonia pitches it on top. Handled there by Carson Weiss. to Lehman. Ball pitch back to McNutt outside the arc on the left flank. Weiss again. There's a cutter catching, striding down the lane. No shot taken by Carson Toby. Here's an anticipated play by Grojean. He broke in between two Ansonia players, made the intercept. Good swipe. He took it 60 feet and scored at the other end. Grojean grabbed that telegraph pass and generated two quick points. Wholesale changes. Clock continues to motor down to 30 seconds. Late in the third, 76-22, Rushi. What was the halftime score, Chuck? 66-10?
Yep.
It's been a 12-10 third quarter in favor of Ansonia. Tigers have the ball top of the key, and they're still down by 54.
Well,
here's a baseline drive to the rim. McNutt, it's on the iron. It comes off. Rebound snatched on the play by Borcher. Zeb's got it for Rushi. Far left wing, it's Underfirth. He sizes up a three. It's on the rim, rolls off. Stick back is good. Nicely done by Landon Playman, who's in. 6'2 senior, and the third quarter concludes. 78-22, Rushi after three on scorersbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, located in South Main. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. And we have delivered with Winner's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses. The possibilities are endless. I've been in there numerous times, and boy, I cannot figure out which Mahaffey pie to get. I keep changing up. They're all delicious. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. You can sample our hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, too. It features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, in Fort Loramie. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. Early on, fourth quarter, 78-23 in favor of Rushi, which has the ball right below us. It's Caleb Underfirth going below the rim, throws on the arc. Then the ball is delivered back to the post. Reach-in foul committed by Ansonia. Rushi Raiders will pitch it in play. Rushi possession. Official almost gave it to Ansonia. Rushi out of bounds, baseline right corner of the floor. It is thrown in near midcourt. Rushi with a few new numerals out there. Dribble drive into the lane. Ball fumbled away, stolen on the play by Carson Toby of Ansonia. He breaks down the floor. I think we might have a freshman on the court, Grant Bergman. 6'4 lad. Here's a bad pass by Ansonia, taken away by Rushi. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth. 78-23 in favor of the Raiders. Here is the ball thrown to the near side of the court, handled there by Caleb Unverfirth. Ball pitched to the foul line. Here's a twisting, turning, left-handed shot. Off to the right, no good. Rebound is poked away out of bounds by Rushi. 5:32 to go here in the fourth. 78-23 in favor of the Raiders. Couple of new big drinks of water in there for the Rushi Raiders. I think one of them is a 6'4 junior varsity player. I believe that Grant Bergman might be mistaken. Here's Ansonia throwing top of the circle. Bennett Lehman has played well. He's had a fine second half for the Tigers. 5 minutes to go in this game. Ball was given up by Cooper Riffle. He got it back and misfires short on the three. Rebound down to Zeb Borchers for Rushi. Gives it up left corner to the three-ball shooter. It's in the air off the fingertips of Caleb Unverfirth. Short. Rebound Ansonia. Here come the Tigers down the floor, blazing a trail in the lane is Bennett Lehman, who dishes to a teammate who pumps it in. Nicely done on the play by Ben Bart. Bart, about whom we've spoken a few times already tonight, a 5'10 junior. Here is Rushi with a misplay in the half court. The ball goes on the negative side of the timeline, and it's run down on the play by the Ansonia Tigers. Nice play by Bennett Lehman, who tracked it 50 feet and laid it up and through. 78-27. Rushi leads. Half the fourth quarter gone. Continuous clock. Cross-court pass by Rushi's Landon Plyman into the hands of Maddox Gubo, who's in now. Gubo, 6'3" junior. Southpaw baseball pitcher. Here's a drive from the right wing to the rim goes Caleb Unverfirth. It's on the iron. It bounces away, no good. And Sonia's got the board. Ball thrown into the half court. Quick trigger, Riffle. Cooper tries a three, no good. Rebound of Rushi. Fast break, 3-on-2. Layup made, but a travel. The goal by Caleb Unverfirth is negated.
He did a nice ball fake, but then he moved both feet before he shot the ball.
3:19 to go here in the game, 78-27 in favor of Rushi, which will advance on and play next Wednesday here at Pickwick 7 against the winner of Game 2 tonight between Bradford and Southeastern. Here's an Ansonia 3. It is high off the back iron. Whistle sounds. Ball hits the top of the backboard, but the three-point shooter was flattened. Long bomb was aired out by Carson Toby. He was decked.
That's Riffle. Connor Riffle.
Oh, my mistake. Yeah. Connor Riffle, not yeah. Carson Toby. Nonetheless, three free throws coming up for Ansonia. Timeout is called, and the clock stops with 2:49 left to go here in the fourth, 78-27. Rushi in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Now, Chuck, as I look at the tournament schedule up ahead, Rushi with a victory tonight comes back next Wednesday here at Piqua. That's the night of the girls' Division 7 regional at Vandalia Butler. And should the Rushi girls advance on to the regional, at a conflict next Wednesday. Rushi boys, Rushi girls playing in Piqua and Vandalia. Free throw by Riffle of Ansonia is good. Riffle misses the last. He made one of three. Rebound down to Rushi with 2:40 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Deep right corner, Caleb Umberforth dumps it down baseline, and Sonia stokes it out of bounds with a fist. Yeah, next Wednesday night we'll start girls regional play. That's the 26th of February, the night when Rushi would play the winner of the second game. So, have to be an alteration in the schedule next Wednesday at Piqua and Butler.
Well, we'll see.
2 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's a 40-foot shot in the half court by Ansonia. My goodness. And that was by Bennett Lehman, a fine young player. That one was out of his range, although Grojean's made a couple tonight from big-time distance. And attacking is Rushi to our right. Nice jump shot pumped in by the Raiders, and that's a mystery number. We apologize. A minute 40 left to go here in the game. 80-28 in favor of the Raiders, who steal a pass. Zeb Borchers on a takeaway. 90 seconds to go. He romps to the timeline. Ball thrown to Gubo. Ball pitch cross court, then dumped down below the basket, and Sonia smacks it out of bounds. 1:21 to go. Clock still running. Ball inbounded below the basket by Rushi, which leads 80-28. Here's a three-point bomb right corner. Caleb Underfirth, he is on the money.
Wow.
Another three for Rushi, probably double-digit total on the night, Chuck.
It's 11.
55 seconds and running late in the fourth. 83-28 Rushi. Don't forget, tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com, two Division VII girls district championship games for you from Tecumseh. Game one, Jackson Center, Legacy Christian. Game two, Fort Loramie, Middletown Christian. District ceremony between the games. Contest slated to tip at 12 and at 2. We're on the air at 11:20. 11:20 tomorrow morning. It'll be Brandon Coverman, Chuck McBee for the twin bill. Long shot missed by Ansonia. 13 seconds left in the fourth. The Raiders don't dribble it out. They take a three-point ball. Zeb Borchers bombs away. It's perfect. 12 threes tonight for Rushi by five or six different players. Triple by Ansonia at the buzzer. No good. And that's how it finishes. Rushi 86 and Ansonia 28. Halftime score was 66-10. Second half goes down 20-18 in favor of the Raiders. And as I said, Rushi advances on to take on the team that triumphs in the second game here at Pickwick's Garbery Gym tonight. A contest between Bradford and Southeastern. I think that's the pair I noted earlier. Bradford Southeastern will take the winner of that contest, meets Rushi next Wednesday, a game that more than likely we will not be able to cover because of the girls' regional tournament at Vandalia Butler. We'll return with more and eventually close out our presentation tonight from here at Pickwick's Garbage Gym in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
And we return here on ScoresBroadcast.com. The pick was Garbrey Jim. I can't help but be a little presumptuous, but the last two times, Chuck, we have seen the Rushi Raiders play. Rushi is in state championship form right now for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, what we watched tonight, that was not a good basketball team they played. But they did what they had to do. They just pressured them. They shot the ball well. They shared the ball like they always do. That was just no chance for the Ansonia kids tonight. And I feel bad for them. I mean, that was a thumping, but a lot of teams, Rushi will do that too. So they're young and they got some talent. I mean, the future looks like it could be okay for them.
Yeah, Tony Overton is a head coach with a fine basketball background. He'll get them straightened around, and he's playing all of these young freshmen. And we saw talent. We saw ninth grade talent on the court in a varsity basketball game here in this tournament.
Right. Well, the key for him is to get these freshmen to still be playing as seniors.
There you go.
Because that's what happens. Kids, they get beat, they lose interest, they find something else to do. So you got to keep them interested.
Hey, a phase of the Rushi game that we saw in spurts, Chuck, over the course of the year was the long-range three-point shooting behind the arc.
right now, it's never been better. What a performance from three-point land this evening.
Well, they had 11 of them, and let's see, nine of them in the first half when it was over. So, but they had four in double figures. So Francis had eight. If they would have played the starters, they probably would have scored 150 points tonight.
Are Clancy's stars of this game?
Well, let's take a look at it. On the Ansonia side, Bennett Lehman, he had 12 points. He had eight in the third quarter. Nobody else had more than three. So he's my player of the game for Ansonia. For the Raiders, I'll go down some of their scoring. Grojean had 17. He kind of ruined it by making a two after his five threes. 13 for Cordonier. They got 10 each from York. And Landon Monin off the bench had 10. So I'm going to go with Landon Monin as my player of the game for the Raiders on the other side.
There you go. This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
86-28, our final tonight, Rushi over Ansonia. A proud sponsor is Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane here on scoresbroadcast.com. They're located in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuel. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline. This is a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon. Stylists Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher, owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We are here at Cutaway to help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Once again, Chuck, in case, unless I'm missing something, there is a potential conflict next Wednesday should the Rushi girls advance to the regional at Mandalia Butler. Right now on paper, there is a single game scheduled for here at Piqua, 7 o'clock, Rushi against the winner of Game 2.
Yep.
That would be the Wednesday night affair here at Piqua's Garbery Gym. Tonight there's a doubleheader, two girls' games at Mandalia Butler. So they're going to have to move this game.
Flip the final.
Yeah, they're going to have to flip this game to maybe 6. Have Rushi play later at Butler. They're going to have to jockey things around. It's all contingent, though, on the Rushi girls advancing on to the region.
But there's only one game here on, because that's Piqua does their finals one game each night, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
They can just flip Rushi to the other night.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Could have Rushi play, you're right, on Thursday instead, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, never thought about that.
That'd be the easy solution, but it's the OHSAA, so who knows? They could move them to Medford.
But right now, on a tentative basis, Rushi plays next Wednesday here at Piqua's Garbery Gym at 7. That could be tweaked. Could be tweaked. It could very well go to Thursday. Again, doubleheader tomorrow, 11:20 airtime. Chuck and Brandon Coverman from Tecumseh. Game 1. Jackson Center against Legacy Christian. It's a district championship. Game 2, Fort Loramie against Middletown Christian. It's a district championship. Two games at Tecumseh. Tip-offs at 12 and at 2. We're on the air about 11:20 tomorrow morning from Tecumseh High School. And a bonus game for you on Monday night. Miamisburg and Troy in Division II are playing right now. The winner comes back on Monday and plays Sydney at 6 at Vandalia Butler in a Round 2 Division II tournament game. That's at Butler on Monday night. Sydney against Troy or Miamisburg. Our plan is to carry that for you at 5:20 on Monday evening.
Always like to watch John Willoughby coach team, so that'll be fun.
Uh-huh. And right now, Sunday is an off day.
Oh, okay. I'll tell that to my dogs.
Hey, thanks so much to our listeners tonight. Thank you for joining us. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer bidding you a good evening from here at Piqua's Garbery Gym. Final score once more, Rushi 86 and Sonia 28.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way.
Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.